patients and families are Stoughton Hospital's number one priority. To provide trusted health information to our patients and community, we present Stoughton Hospital Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
Active patients who suffer from hip pain due to arthritis, dysplasia, or a myriad of other reasons may benefit from the bone-conserving approach of the Birmingham Hip Resurfacing System. My guest today is Dr. John Rogerson. He specializes in the care of shoulder and hip with expertise in arthroscopic surgery at Stoughton Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rogerson. Tell us, who would benefit from hip resurfacing if you're somebody younger and active with hip pain? What is that about?
Well, Melody, we're seeing a brand, you know, kind of an all new demographic of patients that have been out extremely active, doing Ironman marathons, that kind of thing. And I will see these patients now when they're 45 or 50 years old in the office, and they're bone on bone. And not only can they not do their exercise that they'd like to do and their recreational exercise, they're having a hard time even walking down the hall. They can't get their shoes on anymore. They are having difficulty sleeping, and they're bone on bone, and they're just miserable. And if you put a traditional metal on plastic total hip in that patient demographic, they will try and get back out there and get active again, and they wear out the plastic, and the prosthesis loosens, and they look at a series of multiple revisions, which the success rate just diminishes very quickly when that happens. So that is somebody that has been extremely active that would like to get back to being active are the perfect candidates and the ones that we see that have the most successful results with hip resurfacing.
Tell us about the procedure itself, Dr. Rogerson. What is involved? Is it different than a total hip replacement?
Yes, it's quite a bit different. Traditional hip replacement, you make an incision, you dislocate the ball, and you cut off the whole femoral head and neck of the prosthesis. And then you impact the spike down into the middle of the medullary shaft of the femur and put a small ball on the end of that metal neck and then put it into a plastic socket. So you really sacrifice a lot of the bone, and when you put the metal spike down the shaft, it changes the weight-bearing forces down the shaft, and you lose bone density as time goes on. So the hip resurfacing is a much more bone-conserving operation rather than you still make the same incision, you dislocate the ball, but rather than cutting off the whole ball and throwing it away, you shave off just where the articular cartilage has been worn down to bare bone. You shave the ball into a shape that accepts a thin metal cap that's very much akin to capping a tooth as opposed to doing a root canal. And then that goes into a thin metal shell that goes into the side. So essentially all you've done is replace the articular cartilage, the white coating that is normally on the ends of the bones in a joint, with a metal-on-metal, very precisely machined prosthesis that eliminates the plastic from the joint.
Dr.
And
Rogerson,
it allows the patient to get back to essentially unlimited activities down the road.
So as this BHR hip implant can serve, you know, substantially more bone than a total hip replacement, if at some point you would need to have this replaced, does it make a traditional hip replacement more difficult or easier?
Well, it's much easier converting a resurfacing into a traditional metal on plastic hip with a stem than it is converting a traditional hip to another traditional hip replacement, because when you convert a Birmingham to a traditional hip replacement, you just cut the neck like you would the very first time, and you've got a virgin shaft to work with extremely good bone. So it's pretty easy to convert a resurfacing to a traditional hip replacement.
What's the recovery like? Is there any difference?
Yes. The recovery early on, I would say, patients get to a point where they can walk without pain in about 2 or 3 weeks. They can be on an elliptical or a stationary bicycle in 2 or 3 weeks. But the biggest difference is that down the road, once everything is all healed, and we refrain from people doing high-impact activities on a resurfacing for 6 months, but we refrain from having people do high-impact activities on a traditional hip replacement forever. So after 6 months, then the patient really is given the green light to go back to doing anything they want to do. And we've had patients, you know, go back to doing Ironmans, you know, rock climbing, barefoot skiing, marathons, pretty much anything you can think of. Patients with a resurfacing have been able to get back to doing, where traditional hip replacement, particularly with a small ball, you have to worry about when the patient is too active, whether they'll dislocate the prosthesis, or number two, whether they're going to wear out the plastic prematurely and have to have a revision quicker in life.
Since this is something that, you know, active and even younger patients are able to do so that they can get back to those kinds of activities that you discussed, are there certain risks or complications that might differ from traditional hip replacement?
Yes, there are, you know, the biggest complications we see with traditional hip replacement are recurrent dislocation of the ball and loosening and what's called osteolysis, where the plastic elicits a response in the body to eat up the bone. So resurfacing eliminates the osteolysis in large measure, and because the ball is so much bigger than the small metal ball with a metal on plastic hip, it decreases the dislocation rate by about 10 to 1. The risks with resurfacing are that since it is a prosthesis where you've maintained the patient's original femoral neck, if they go out and try and do high impact too soon before the bone remodels, they could potentially get a femoral neck fracture, and that has been a rare complication with hip resurfacing. If that happens, you cut the neck and you have to put a spike down, and then you have a traditional hip replacement. The other potential complication, which is extremely rare, is the circulation of the ball can be injured with the surgery, and the ball could slowly over a 2-year period die underneath the cap, and then you would see loosening, and potentially you'd have to convert that to traditional hip replacement. We haven't seen that complication in our series of 765, I guess it is, up to this point. Those are the common things. The other potential problem with a metal-on-metal bearing is that if the prosthesis is put in the wrong orientation, you can get edge loading on the metal, and so you can get increased metal ions in the bloodstream, which would necessitate a revision. So if you're going to have this operation, you definitely want to have the person doing it have a lot of experience and get the position of the components correct.
Dr. Rogerson, in just the last couple of minutes, please tell listeners why they would want to come to Stoughton Hospital if they're considering hip surgery, and who would really be the best candidates for this Birmingham hip resurfacing.
Well, I have just within the last year transferred my surgical practice to Stoughton Hospital from Madison, and there were a lot of reasons for that, but the biggest reason was, as the hospitals get bigger and more involved in the HMO wars, the personal kind of approach to care and the friendliness of the hospital seems to diminish. And so the thing that's been the most impressive to me with Stoughton is, number one, the patients receive excellent care. The OR and the equipment that's at Stoughton is state-of-the-art, just as it is in Madison. But the personal care, the nursing care, the friendliness of the entire hospital is unequaled. And my patients that I've previously operated elsewhere that I've brought to Stoughton for their next operation have been extremely pleased with the care they've obtained and the personal nature of the one-on-one care. To answer the second part, the ideal candidate for hip resurfacing is somebody from probably 40 to 65 that has been extremely active and would with impact activities and would like to get back to unlimited activity in the future. And really, that's the resurfacing arthroplasty is truly the only thing that will allow you to get back to unlimited activity, that you don't have to worry about metal on polyethylene wear.
Thank you so much, Dr. John Rogerson. You are listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. For more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.